It has been almost 4 years since Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico in what is now known as one of the worst natural disasters in the island's history. The Category 5 storm devastated homes and killed thousands of people. Years later, Puerto Rico still has not fully recovered, and the aftermath there is still very much evident.
And that is the case on the island of Vieques, a few miles off the main coast. It's difficult to get there. And once there, News Nation correspondent Brian Enten found an entire community without access to proper medical care. He joins us now live there tonight with a story you'll only see on News Nation. Brian.
Yeah, Rutabay, this was really eye-opening to see. Vieques is an island with thousands of U.S. citizens right off the coast of Puerto Rico. About 4 years ago, they lost their hospital during Hurricane Maria, and still today, they do not have a working hospital. From the moment we got to the ferry terminal, we realized just getting to the island of Vieques off of Puerto Rico is a challenge. Despite 9,000 American citizens living there, the boats are unreliable since Hurricane Maria. We almost got turned away. But after explaining we wanted to shine light on the hospital situation, we were allowed onto the ferry. Once we got to the island and our taxi driver saw our camera, the first thing she brought up was not having a hospital.
Are you nervous without a hospital?
You have to have it on your mind constantly. You have to watch what you eat, what you do, how you move in the island.
This is what was the hospital on Vieques. It's badly damaged and abandoned since Hurricane Maria devastated the island almost 4 years ago. On the gate, a sign hangs that says, Vieques Lives Matter.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Hi.
You.
Kathy Gannett has lived on the island for 22 years.
Did you ever think almost 4 years after the hurricane, the hospital would still look like this?
No, I didn't. I didn't think that we would still be waiting 4 years later for basic services that are basic human rights, like a good emergency room, a good staff to staff that emergency room, and our lives are at risk.
A temporary makeshift emergency room has been set up in this hurricane shelter. X-rays and dialysis are done in these trailers, but residents say sometimes there isn't even a doctor here.
We don't get good care in the emergency room. We have many cases where people have died because they didn't get the proper care.
One of those people is 13-year-old Jadeliz Moreno-Ventura. She showed up with flu-like symptoms earlier this year and fought for her life for hours. But her attorney says the makeshift emergency room on Vieques lacked the medical equipment needed to save her life.
Jadeliz's death has been a spur for an enormous amount of movement and change to get the hospital built in Vieques. Her family is devastated but unrelenting.
FEMA allocated $39 million to build a new hospital, but crews still have not broken ground. Vice Mayor Adolfo Ferosa says the former administration on the island delayed the process.
So many of the people have told us that they've heard over and over again that it's going to start, it's going to start. I mean, is it actually going to start this
yes.
time?
Yeah, this time, yes. The past administration, they didn't do it, you know, the things that they have to do. So right now, in 4 months that we are ready, we have already got the drawings, you know, running.
Ferosa says construction should start in about a year. It could be 2 years before the doors open.
A full-service hospital is what we deserve. We have a high rate of cancer, heart disease, diabetes. We need good quality health care immediately.
A little bit of a rainstorm now here in Puerto Rico, but it was really shocking to see that temporary hospital. It's literally just a couple of trailers. There's an X-ray trailer, but they say they don't even have a doctor there to read the X-rays all the time.
And Brian, what does someone do if they have a car accident or a real trauma? And I'm even thinking about COVID cases, too, on the island.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you have a major problem there, you're going to be in trouble. They actually have to fly you off the island with a helicopter or a plane, but they have to call the aircraft to the island first. That can take time, and if there's weather, you may not even be able to get off the island at all.